Real Sports Saturday with Tate Matthews, brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office and Delta Dental of Tennessee on 104.5 The Zone.
It's Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday right here on 104.5 The Zone. Glad you're with us. Beautiful Saturday morning out there today. The sun's out, heating up. My kind of weather right here, man. And that can only mean one thing. Spring fling is right around the corner, which it is. Glad you're with us. Know you're headed to swim meets, basketball games, volleyball tournaments, whatever it is. Safe travels to and from. Appreciate you being with us for the next hour, the two after with the coach. Every Saturday morning, we love joining you and talking high school athletics in the mid-state. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. The news brought to you by the Diner in Nashville. Then we're going to get into our guest covering it all today. Braden Boyer, Forest Rocket Baseball, will be joining the senior baseball player. My man Braden's going to be joining us talking about the big win they had last night over Community headed to the state tournament. Then we'll go into softball. Coach Casey Pettigo, Wilson Central Lady Wildcats softball, will be talking to us. Big win last night over Centennial heading to the state tournament. Mike Purcell, Brentwood Bruins soccer, the GOAT, Coach P, will be joining us. Big sectional game today against Station Camp. Winner goes to the state tournament. And then, as always, we'll be talking to our friend Tom Kreger of the Tennessean for our weekly visit, always brought to you by Warner's Athletic. All right, headed downtown this weekend. If you're not watching the NBA playoffs, I'm not going to go on my rant here, but if you're not watching them, you're missing out. Don't tell me it's not real basketball. If you haven't watched the Warriors, you can't say that. If you say that, then I know you're not watching. If you haven't watched the Warriors, it's real basketball. You're missing out. It's high-level stuff and very entertaining. So if you're headed downtown and you want to catch some of those games, whatever the sporting event is, or you just want to go out with your significant other, don't know where to go, get to the corner of 3rd and Demumbrium. You'll see the six-story building, 24-hour restaurant. That is the diner. Got a balcony on every floor. You'll know you're in the right place when you walk in the first floor. You'll see the black and white checkerboard tile, the soda shop-style bar top and the stunning pastry case, you'll know you're in the right place. Old school diner feel, muffins, cheesecake, lemon squares, coffee, espresso, latte. Want something heavier? Don't sleep on the California breakfast sandwich. Second floor, sports bar themed space, double-sided wall of TVs hang over the bar. If the game's on, it's on one of those TVs. Great menu there. Boom Boom Shrimp, the go-to. Fourth and fifth, stunning fine dining spaces. Want to be served by a waiter or a waitress? Traditional favorites, but some local flair as well. Those are the floors for you. Sixth floor, seafood floor, oysters, sushi, best Rockefeller anywhere downtown, best view anywhere downtown. And the thing I love about it, no band playing, so you can have a conversation with the people that you're with while you are there. So make the Diner Nashville your huddle point anytime this weekend or during the week. Want to do a private event? Go to thediner.com, click on the private party tab, and it'll take you down the steps that you need to do to have a conversation with them. So make the Diner Nashville your huddle point. All right, spring fling is next week. I love it. Baseball and softball sectionals last night. Soccer today. Murfreesboro, Rutherford County will be hopping next week. Lots and lots of sporting good events. If you love high school athletics, you'll get your fix in there. Exciting time. Starts on Tuesday and goes all the way through the week. It's going to be very, very fun. Now, state track meet, the only one we'll talk about, and then we're going to get to Braden. But state track meet, they go ahead and have the decathlon and the pentathlon this week. As always, the mid-state dominates in the pentathlon and very good showing in the decathlon. On the boys' decathlon, AAA, Aiden Carter, Brentwood High School, first place in the decathlon with 6,527 points. Congratulations, Aiden. And the great thing is those are points going into the state track meet for Brentwood boys track as well. So they're already in a very good position. And then on the girls' side, Class A, Anaya Marshall, East Nashville, first place in the pentathlon, 3,050 points. The girls, we had the mid-state. We had the first through five places in the pentathlon Class A. In double A, Amaya Joy, Martin Luther King, she takes home first place, 2,830 points. And then in triple A on the girls' side, Elise Dobson of Nolensville, 3,584 total points. She took first place in three of the events, and she took second place in the other two events. That's pretty dominant. Big-time performance for her. The mid-state, the girls took places one through four in AAA. So dominated the girls, did very well in the boys. Congratulations to those young ladies, and then also Aiden Carter. That's very, very cool. Love the pentathlon, love the decathlon. Very neat event, so congratulations to them. We'll be talking much more on the Spring Fling next Saturday. All right, that's the news brought to you by the Diner in Nashville. With that, we've got our friend Braden Boyer, Forest Rockets Baseball on the line. Braden, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us, my man. Did you have a hard time going to sleep last night? Big 10-9 victory over York Institute. The Rockets are heading to the AA state tournament, my man.
Yes, it's very exciting. I definitely had my blood going for a good amount of time after that one.
Yeah, well, it's always cool to – you want to get there however you can get, right? A win is a win. But you all make sure you did it in exciting fashion, 10-9. A lot of runs, an exciting game. So, very cool. Forest, Chapel Hill, all athletics are a big deal down there. But baseball, really, really important to that community. I'm assuming the crowd was on point last night.
Yes, sir. The crowd was very good and ready to go. They helped us in a bunch of crucial spots, especially that bottom of the seventh.
Yeah. Well, walk us through that bottom of the seventh.
We were down 9-1, and it did not look good. We cut it to four, just trying to get one somewhere to the gap. We cut it some more and got a hold of one, and next thing I know, it's bottom eight, and we're walking it off and dogpiling.
So y'all are down 9-1 in the bottom of the seventh.
Yes, sir.
Against a team that's one win away from going to the state tournament.
Yes, sir. We were one out away at that point. It was 9-8 with two outs in the bottom of the seventh before we tied it up.
Man, that's unbelievable. That's very, very cool. What were y'all telling each other in the dugout?
We were just trying to keep the energy going and keep believing.
Yeah, well, I'd say you all did that. Hey, talk about I think this is very cool. Again, you know, I mentioned what a community it is down there, but you know, you all of the seniors that have been playing together, you know, three of y'all have been playing ever since you were 5 years old together. Y'all grew up together, playing baseball together. You know, only one high school in Chapel Hill. So if you're there, you know, you grow up playing together and then you end up going to the same high school. The run that you seniors have been on in your high school career, now, again, going back to the state tournament. Now, that's got to be pretty neat, the bond that you seniors have.
It definitely is good for knowing how we communicate and how we've seen each other develop as people from preschool, and just being happy for each other in that situation and being able to trust each other definitely helps.
Now, in that comeback, eight down in the bottom of the seventh, did anybody hit a homer?
I went deep. And yeah. I got it to 6-9. It definitely got the energy going a lot, I think.
Yeah, you went way deep on that one. Very good shot. What was the pitch? Do you know?
It was a two-seam back over the plate.
Were you waiting on it?
I was sitting on it. Yes, very much.
Well, that was awesome, man. That was a very cool shot. But without a doubt, yeah, that was a big part of it. And that's a long bomb, too. So the thing that I think is pretty neat going into the state tournament, y'all are 25-6, 9-0 in the district. 10 runs last night. Wednesday, 12 runs. Monday, 20 runs. Last Tuesday, 9. You all are on fire from the plate right now. Talk about next week. You've got a couple of days to prepare. You know, where is this team? What do you think you all need to tighten up going into the state tournament?
I think we'll get after it Monday and get back to our good old rounds of VP and stay focused. We will look to keep hitting naturally, but I think we can tighten up a little bit defensively, especially in the early innings. But I think we'll be ready to go next week and be ready for a good run.
Yeah. Y'all don't have any idea yet who you have, do you?
Not yet.
Well, looking back senior year in baseball, you know, 31 games, obviously last night was one of them. What's a highlight? What's a moment? What's a game that really sticks out to you as you come to the near the end of your high school career?
I'd say last night would probably have to be one of the better moments of my high school career, being able to get that crowd back into it and help push us in that bottom of the seventh.
Yep. It's going to be fun, man. Multi-sport athlete, play football, play baseball. Obviously didn't take away from it at any point. As you know, big multi-sport athlete guy here. At any point in your high school career, did you look at focusing on one or the other, or was it always going to play both? Obviously, it didn't hurt you to continue to do that, but what was the mindset on that as you get older each year from freshman to sophomore all the way up to senior?
I had always thought about playing both. It never crossed my mind playing one. I mean, the balance and the cross-training itself is too important, and also the love for both sports.
Heading on to Pepperdine for college, correct?
Yes, sir.
What? Why Pepperdine? I mean, I know there's a lot of positives, but out of all the colleges, why Pepperdine?
There are very many positives. It was first a religious choice and then a good internship opportunity. And then naturally you can't get a better location as far as just waking up on the beach every day.
Yeah.
There are very many positives.
Long plane ride home though.
4 hours would be all right.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Well, hey man, congratulations to you, to your teammates, your coaches, staff, and most importantly, the Rocket community, man. I know they will show out and full force next week in Murfreesboro, whichever field you all are at. But I think you got a great chance. Congratulations. High school career, man, a student athlete. I would tell you, as somebody who's known you for a few years now, job well done, young man.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Braden Boyer, Forest Rocket Baseball. Again, 10-9 victory last night over Community. They were down 9-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Kind of hard to believe. Huge win. We'll be right back with Casey Pettigo, Wilson Central Softball, right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone.